A Lifetime original podcast.
They were like, you know, politics are just really sensitive for people. I was like, oh yeah, I just like talk about my abortion a lot. So it's like my sensitivity level is different.
I love a Lifetime movie.
She was just in such good shape that it was hard to be like, this woman's on a journey.
It's like two birds with one stone because her having Twizzler at the gym is like quirky.
I know.
LOLing. So
2022 is a lyrical, beautiful year with many rewards in store. Okay, so there's going to be a baby cry.
No. Do you know what happens to the body when you ease off, even for a minute?
It's a pound.
It's a shortcoming.
I'm going to go.
No, wait. Hey. I'm sorry. Okay? I believe in you. You are so close to perfect. I just want to help you get there. That's it.
I need a break. Let me out, Trey.
No. I can't let you do that. Okay?
Hello and welcome to another episode of I Love a Lifetime Movie here in the Lord's year 2022. I don't know what Lord. Hopefully a kind Lord. Our God is an awesome God. You know, please cure us of, and this could be the Geico Gecko is the Lord, a woman on your bus, any Lord, but we need some help right now. And joining me to help host the podcast for another week, my dear friend, joining us again, Jared Goldstein.
Hello. Hi. I think that it's the singer Lord.
Yes. Lord with an E.
Lord with an E.
Lord, it's Lord's year. Here are
2022,
prayers.
Babes.
Oh my gosh. You're looking great in a lilac.
Thank you so much. And you're looking great as well in a mint.
Sage? Yeah, mint. Yeah, I don't know if I'm looking great. I'm looking something. my bangs
Look,
are dirty.
Okay.
No, of course. No, and I should have just taken it and instead of been like, well, do you see what I see?
No, stop. You look incredible. Every time I see you, whether it's over Zoom or with my own two eyeballs, I just kind of marvel at the tone and shade and just luminosity of your hair.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much. Ditto, right back at you.
Right, it's good. It's a shame that this is an audio kind of medium.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, you know, people have a face for radio, but it's like, we don't. We have a face for Quibi. Yeah. And now what do we have a face
for? Okay,
now
you're making fun of me and I won't stand
for that. Excuse me, I had a show that Quibi wouldn't even green light. So,
okay, that's embarrassing.
Who am I making fun of now? And it was about my own marriage. And the man who, talk about Lord, the Lord of Quibi goes, I just don't get it. And it's like, what is there to get? We're just a couple that's together.
Wow.
Nothing to get. Just an Asian man and a white woman. What do you mean you don't get it?
He's like, shouldn't it be the other way around?
That's why we're like, yes, that's why we want to make the show.
And that is a joke that I make because my mother is Japanese and my dad is a white Jewish man.
Oh, you know, I have a joke where I call it a new twist on an old classic, my relationship. Okay, so here we are in the year of 2022. I thought it would be fun to give ourselves a little positive outlook, hopefully positive, of what the zodiac stars have written in the sky for us. Now, Jared, you are a Sagittarius. You wind down the year.
I did do that. What you said.
And I'm an Aquarius and I wind up the year. So we're little bookends. So I am reading this from InStyle.com. This horoscope for 2022 is done by Susan Miller. And you're Sagittarius. It's a blonde woman who looks like Gaga. It's an illustration. Blonde woman who looks like Gaga, who has a Sagittarius tattoo and three clips in her hair. So she must live on the east side of LA, and I'm excited to hear what you have in store for you as a Sagittarius. Okay.
Wait, but let me ask. So a Sagittarius wrote what everyone has in store for next year?
No, I don't think so.
Oh.
I don't know what Susan Miller is.
Oh, got it.
Susan Miller wrote it. Whatever. I do wonder when you are like the astrologer, if you like your sign better, like,
yeah,
do you like fudge the numbers?
Mm-hmm.
You're like, oh, this is going to be a good fiscal year.
Yeah, a Sagittarius cannot be trusted to kind of
really
report on the experience of Sagittarius.
Mm, yeah, true, true, true. Maybe
we need like a double blind horoscope. How do you say it? Hologram.
Yeah. So maybe Susan Miller she goes on a cruise.
We're so good with words, and that's why we host a podcast.
Susan Miller recuses herself. I still couldn't. I was practicing it in my head. She recuses herself for whatever sign she is. She has a fill-in astrologer do that one, and then all of the stars are happy. Okay.
Okay, great.
I'm going to try and read this in my best Luna Lovegood. The year ahead will have a bright new quality to it. Adventurous Sagittarians can be a bit hesitant about the idea of commitment.
Okay, drag me. She knows I'm gay.
Yeah, but if you find a love interest who loves travel as much as you do, it could be a legendary match. Do you love travel?
If I find a man who wants to go to Decatur, Illinois with me for the weekend of March 18th, I'm in heaven.
Maybe open for you?
Yes.
If you've already found that person who inspires you, loves you, and wants to build a life with you, then Jupiter in Aries will help you spend more time together. Although this year will be more focused on the inner private side of you than your public face. Okay, well, honey, that's not good. He lives in Hollywood. You will have opportunities to make a name for yourself. Okay, talking about Twitter.
I always supported Susan Miller. I've always said Susan Miller, she knows a thing or two.
Watch developments. Are we talking deadline?
Okay.
That surface at the full moon on March 18th.
I literally just said March 18th.
Oh my gosh. Yes, you did. Decatur, Illinois. Supported by lucrative Pluto in Capricorn. Okay. Also, March 18th is pilot season.
Okay.
You're in the heart of it then. So
I love that what I'm hearing from you right now is like, Luna Lovegood, Moon, Aquarius, Capricorn, pilot season. Jupiter, Saturn, Capricornium, money, deadline article.
Yes.
That's all I'm hearing.
Much of what you've done in the recent past will now be rewarded, boosting your reputation. Okay. Also, maybe it sounds like you're getting another booster shot.
Okay.
You have so much to get excited about for the year ahead. Susan Miller!
Okay. I take all of that at face value.
Wow. She is related to Stephen Miller. This is his mom.
Oh, sick. Yeah.
I'm totally kidding. Okay. So that sounds good, I think.
I love it.
We dabbled in love. She's like, listen, it may happen. You obviously have a fear of commitment and your career is more important. So,
hey, I agree. I agree with that.
If I can get you on TV, I'll get you on TV, bitch. Okay.
Can we hear yours?
All right, Aquarius. Now, I'm a fringe Aquarius.
Oh, I'm a fringe Sagittarius. I'm a Capricorn cusp.
Okay, yes. So I'm the...
Or does that mean I have bangs?
I don't know. You're right. It's cusp. I recuse myself from this podcast. I'm the second to last day of Aquarius.
I just want to let all the listeners know that Megan just took a sip of water out of a red...
Pizza Hut.
Plastic
it's a Pizza Hut.
Like she's at a restaurant.
Yeah, CJ and I bought all these Pizza Hut cups basically off of Big Daddy Bezos's Amazon.
Wow, that's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen one of those cups in the home.
In the wild, I know. And I always forget that I have it. And then when people see it like on work calls, they're like, what are you drinking? I'm like,
are you at an Applebee's?
Yeah, I'm at a Pizza Hut all-you-can-eat buffet in central Indiana.
Is that a hot tap water?
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. Are we ready for mine?
Yes.
Okay. So my illustration, she is surrounded by wind chimes and she's a gorgeous black woman with glasses on looking like pulling them down like 2022. Do not mess this up for me. And she's got what I could describe as a shrug fashion wise on. It's a top that ends like at the collarbone, but does have full sleeves and a turtleneck.
Gorgeous.
Be excited because 2022 is a lyrical, beautiful year with many rewards in store. Okay, so there's going to be a baby crying. Under Saturn's tutelage, you are being asked to tackle something new that takes concentration and commitment. It could be getting married, having a baby. What?
Susan Miller.
I know. starting a business. Well, that's out. Buying your first house. Please let the market crash. Or starting graduate school. Not a chance on that one. You also will have a chance to experience love and romance in the second half after I've healed, you know, straight into early 2023. Thanks to Venus Williams, the planet of love and relationships, March 5th will be a particularly lucky day for you that could set off a brilliant spark of love between you and someone new, or if you were attached, bring back the kind of passion you enjoyed when you first met.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, it sounds like we're having a great March.
Yeah. I was hoping maybe March was going to be a career thing for me too, considering it's pilot season. She says it's going to be romance.
It's going to be CJ, unfortunately.
By March 5th, I'll be 9 months pregnant. So I can't imagine the type of romance that's in store for me then.
Okay.
Maybe that means on March 5th, we'll find the one position that works for a 9 month pregnant woman to have sex in.
I think it means you're going to start telepathically communicating with your baby.
Wow. Well, he already is like kicking me and moving around a lot.
Aw.
I know. I go, what are you doing in there, man? So we wanted to start off the episode with a little look to 2022 because this episode has a real resolution tie-in. We're in the gym for a lot of this movie. The movie is called Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Jared, why don't you hit us with that log line?
Okay, well, first of all, it's called Blood, Sweat, and Lies.
Oh, my God.
And I cannot believe you would besmirch this film on this very podcast. Because I want to say, look, I thought my favorite movie was Armageddon.
Yeah, wow.
It is Blood, Sweat, and Lies.
Mm.
This movie. Okay, let's start with this log line. A recent gym junkie, I'm already in, this new personal trainer, starts to take their relationship to dangerous levels.
And listeners will know this is a really short log line for us. Usually it's like long. We've got like a location. This, it's like, listen, we're going to show you, not tell you.
And I love a short log line.
Yeah.
Give me a 90-minute log line.
Yes, exactly. So where to watch this? This is currently on Lifetime Movie Club. That's how I watched it. We have an extremely special guest today. One of my trainers, one of my favorite SoulCycle, probably my favorite SoulCycle instructors of all time is going to be joining us to just help us get into the minds of Blood, Sweat, and Lies trainers gone wrong. And that is Mr. Diego Gasca. All right, Jared, I think we should get into it.
I am so excited.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So, we open on a single drop of blood dripping onto a floor and a woman like peacefully humming. So you're already like, this bitch is nuts. She's chopping somebody up and she's singing a little whistle while we work. Then we see a Stepford-esque gal wipe her face and smear blood across her face. Oh my gosh. She walks into a room with a knife. I did love her dress. It was like this little blue number. And she keeps searching for someone. And that's when a man named Carter pops out and says he got home from work early. Now, we've been duped because apparently she was baking a cake. And it was not blood we were seeing. It was icing. It looked very bloody, though. And it is this gal, Melissa, and Carter, their anniversary. He pretends to not remember. Classic bit. No, and at this point, it's like, what? This is like 5 p.m. You haven't said one thing to each other about your anniversary. You live together. That's insane to me. Then he gives her a jewelry box. So she's like, goody, 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 goody. She opens
it. It's a rock.
actual literal rock in it, not a ring, a rock, like a pebble from outside. And he goes, oh no, this is a piece of the Alps where I want to take you. And this is Melissa's extremely appropriate reaction to that terrible gift.
I thought you were going to propose.
Mel.
5 years, Carter. 5 years we've been together and you don't even know that I hate heights. I have supported you for 5 years. Our entire relationship has always been defined by what you want.
What do you want, Mel?
I want to stop living in limbo. And if I seem lost to you from what I was, well, maybe that's because you've never given me any indication that this is going anywhere.
Maybe you're right. Maybe this isn't going anywhere.
Wow.
Right off the bat, I relate to this woman.
Mm-hmm.
She loves Bon Iver.
Mm-hmm.
She hates heights.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I am pissed at my boyfriend unless maybe he has diamonds.
Yeah. I am jealous of this woman because I'm like, you've been in a long-term 5-year relationship. I think you own this house and you guys aren't even married. Like, I'm going to like, what is this? You're baking? I've never made anything for my husband baking wise, but Carter already seems terrible.
He's upset with her. He's like pining for the time before in their relationship.
Yeah.
When he's like, remember that time that you blindfolded me and drove to San Francisco? He's like, you used to kidnap me. Where did that lady go?
I know. And it's like, can we get that prequel to this film?
Crazy.
So they end the fight by him not knowing her favorite color.
What's my favorite color?
Blue.
Get out.
And that's like, I don't, I mean.
Who cares?
Yeah, favorite color.
And she
color
brings
is,
that up. She brings yes. that color up.
Oh, yeah.
Like 3 times this movie.
Oh, no. It's a literary device in this for sure. So then she ends up eating the cake she made completely alone. And that's when I go, okay, now I relate to her. The cake is red velvet. It looks really good.
Yeah, that sounds like a win.
Yeah, absolutely. And Carter sucks. Like, he's on screen for, like, what, 5 minutes? And it's like, get him out of here. And her eating the cake alone is the end of the cold open.
So then we see Mel laying around in a house that's supposed to look trash, but looks kind of nice.
Right? Doesn't it look like, I'm like, listen, I know she needs to, like, take out the trash, but other than that, it seems like it's in good condition.
There was, like, one takeout container. I was mm-hmm. like, okay, that, I forgive that, but. Look, she's coming from an aspirational lifestyle, so any sort of imperfection is shocking.
Right.
And it's been a week since her breakup, and her kooky friend Leslie is there to cheer her up by pointing out how pretty she is.
You look gorgeous in this photo. Who took that? Wasn't me. It's probably one of the thousands of guys who are madly in love with you.
Yeah, please.
But she also calls Carter dead weight, which mm-hmm. is true.
Yes.
And Leslie is criticized for drinking at 4 p.m. Which...
Okay, this is obviously a pre-COVID movie. Because mm-hmm. it's like, drink wine at 4 p.m. I'm like, girl, you lasted a long day. You deserve it.
Yeah, drink when you want. I think they're in California. It's 7 o'clock in New York. She's
Thank
fine.
Thank you.
And Leslie says that Mel has to go to the gym with her. And we learn that Mel is a track and field collegiate record holder.
Wow. So, yeah, you said Leslie's kooky. She's also really hot. These are both just like hot gals.
They're so hot. It's crazy.
Yeah. And we're like, Mel, you gotta get it together. And it's like, yeah. Mel's together. Mel is together.
I am a proud, openly gay man who is deeply and sexually confused by Melissa's face and body.
Yes, she has a rockin' bod. I'm like, she hasn't been going to the gym? Then what is this?
My God. Her shoulders?
Yeah, gorgeous.
I want to put little kisses on them.
Okay, so then we see a public bus and it says Century City. And whenever a film acknowledges that it's in Los Angeles, I get very excited because sometimes they're like, back to Salt Lake City. And you're like, this is clearly Burbank. So we are saying we are in Century City. But I'm already like, that's a foreign country to me. I'm East Side. You are on the West Side. I don't know you, Mel. The gals enter into Power Progress Gym, and Leslie says it's very exclusive. And I'm like, in Century City? I don't think so. So she like gets a guest pass. Mel does like a little run on her treadmill, and then she goes to pick out some weights. She is very thin and very toned. So I'm just not buying any of this. And then a stranger asks while she's like struggling with one of the weights,
you doing okay, Mel?
And she seems completely spooked that this man she doesn't know has just called her by her like nickname too, not even her full name. And he's like,
I saw your name on the guest list when your friend signed you in.
Oh, right, right.
I'm Trey. I'm one of the trainers here.
And we obviously know from the log line that this movie is going to be about the dangerous relationship that happens between Mel and Trey. And I have got some great news for the listeners that Jared already knows. I took an acting class with Trey. Yes.
How did it go?
Oh, well, here's the thing. His name is Adam Huber in real life. And everyone in this acting class was really good. I was the worst one by far. And I like flunked up into it because I was a comedian and I have a BFA from a Big Ten school. So, you know, they go, yeah, you go up there. And Adam was the hottest one in our class and the most talented. Like, I remember being like, he's a really, really good actor. And the last thing I saw him in was playing a bartender in the movie Book Club. And I was like, we need more for Adam. And so I'm so happy to see him in this starring villainous role as Trey. And I looked him up. He's doing great on social media. Nobody needs to pass the hat for Adam. And he is on the new Dynasty, like the rebooted Dynasty too.
Incredible.
Yeah. And he's hot.
He's very, very hot. And as someone who has also taken more acting classes than I care to admit, in acting classes, they're always telling you about like, just throw it away. Just throw it away. And they're talking about your money.
Yeah.
And I realized this when in the course of being in this acting class for maybe like 4 years of like really going after it, monologues about my mom dying, I'm crying in the chair, I'm like really trying to make this happen. You see extremely attractive people turn up in the class and they all make it.
Yeah.
And who makes it? The extremely attractive people. And it's so clear to see it. And that is why acting is dumb.
It's not for us.
It's dumb. Acting is dumb.
Well, right? Yeah, I just remember like being in the theater seeing Book Club and I'm like, if hot, talented Adam is the bartender, this sounds not for me. You know,
it's
not going to happen.
It's crazy, right?
And that's how, you know, you wind up on a podcast. Okay, so just to keep with you that Trey, going forward, I have a intimate relationship with, not that we have had sex or that he even knows who I am, but we have taken an acting class and that is the same as having
that
sex.
That is so intimate. That is so vulnerable.
Yes.
To do Meisner in front of each other?
Yeah. We did not do Meisner, but I did Meisner in college. So I bring it with me wherever I go.
You're doing Meisner right now.
I am.
So Trey offers Mel a free session.
Can I offer you a free session? There's no strings attached, I promise.
Which is usually standard, right?
Right? Like he was like, I'll throw it in. And I'm like, I think that like
that's
all,
kind of
all
always,
gyms do that.
Yeah, on your first day, totally. And kooky friend Leslie is so excited. And oh my God, the Twizzler. She's eating a Twizzler at the gym. I saw that Twizzler, I screamed and I said, I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm in and I like this movie. This is a good movie that I like.
OMG. Who is that?
He's a trainer. He offered me a free session.
Yes. 1,000 times yes. You should obviously train with him and, you know, sleep with him, get married, maybe have his children.
No. I just got out of a serious relationship like 5 minutes ago. Anyway, I don't think he's attracted to me.
Okay. Yeah. Your radar is clearly broken, so I'm gonna go, but you enjoy your training session.
A Twizzler is such a classic. Like, how do we show that this woman is like hot for someone? And I don't know how a Twizzler became that, but it's just like a girl holding a Twizzler and then like bending it towards her mouth, biting it off and then back. It's like, she's hot for someone.
And also it's like two birds with one stone because her having Twizzler at the gym is like quirky.
I know.
LOLing.
So and the thing is, she's not quirky. She's like a vixen, you know, but it's, you're like,
her,
okay.
Her teeth Oh my God.
No, she's gorgeous. And then later gorgeous. We see her at our house with a pool. What? Okay. So Mel is like, there's no way he would be into someone like me. And it's like, oh, someone who is chiseled and hot and gorgeous. And so when she says that, it signals to me like, oh, she's hot for him. And full disclosure, Jared and I were too.
Mm. And that's the thing. Like, some people can murder me. Mm-hmm. And everyone in this movie specifically absolutely can. If Trey threw me in the ocean, at least I was in his arms.
Mm.
Oh my God. Mm. Also, I do just want to say, now that we're in the gym and we're watching the workouts, whenever they do a close-up of the weights in the gym, that is straight people actually appropriating gay porn. And that's not okay.
Okay, but since this is your favorite movie, will you let Blood, Sweat, and Lies get away with it?
Well, I'll talk to Trey later, but yes.
Okay, great. So Trey takes her on a little tour of the gym. He shows her the sparring area. And Mel concedes that she is getting over a breakup. And then she lifts one weight. And we're like, wow, she did it. Okay, so then after the session, Mel is like, I need a membership to this gym and I'm getting a personal trainer. And it's like, I have fully been this girl. Like, I have just gone through a breakup and been like, you know what I need? A trainer. And that, I mean, I think that's everyone that has signed up for a trainer is like going through a traumatic breakup. So
I had one trainer once.
Yeah.
Free at the start of the gym kind of thing. Uh-huh. And he had me do crunches. And at the time, I didn't know exactly how to do them. And the way he was having me do them was hurting my back. And after like a few crunches, I was like, hey, my back kind of hurts. And he was like, no, it doesn't. Get to work. And I was like, I cannot trust this man or anyone.
Oh my God.
He was my Trey. I was like, this man is dangerous and he wants to hurt me.
Wow. Did he love you too?
Probably. And by the way, I never saw him again and now I have a six pack. So.
Oh, okay. Well, it looks
I just
like you
want to
showed
say that
him.
On this podcast today.
I've had multiple trainers that I love, one of which we're going to talk to later, even though Diego's not my personal trainer. He does it for all women. We have to share him. And men. There's men at SoulCycle. But I had a couple trainers in Chicago, one named Kofi. Love him. I hope he's followed up with my career because he was very supportive. And then I had another trainer, Z, who was like a hot dude. And he would like hit on me. And I remember being like, you're making me not think I need to work out anymore because it seems like you're down to have sex with me. And that's really what is there more to aspire to physically than a personal trainer wanting to have sex with you?
This is just bringing back a memory. One time when I couldn't get a job and I would get on my little bike and ride up and down Santa Monica Boulevard to all the gay bars. I walked into this one bar and walked up to the bartender who was extremely handsome. And before I even said a word, he goes, hold on. And he leans forward and he brushes a hair out of my face with his hand. And then he was like, okay. And then I was like, I couldn't believe what was happening.
Yeah.
And he didn't make a move after that. Beyond
no,
that.
That's his. Well, here's the thing that people don't realize about Los Angeles, or maybe they do. You will go to restaurants and you'll be like, that bitch that was in NCIS for a 6-episode arc is now the hostess. Like, everyone
and is in love with me.
Yes. Everyone is so good looking and also an actor. And so they're like super personable and like you cannot trust anyone waiting on you because they're mm-hmm. so hot and you almost are like, why are you serving me, this troll of a human? That when I go to Indiana, I'm like, thankfully, some regular ass looking people serving me a French dip. Okay. So after this tour, like Leslie comes out and she sees that Mel is signing up and she is like horned to the max.
I'm so proud of you.
Okay, it's a gym membership, not a Pulitzer.
Yeah, but you did it and you're doing something. You're creating something and your new trainer is hot.
Don't be weird.
Well, not noticing would be weird.
Mel's like, no, it's not going to be like that. Trey and I, it feels more like a brother-sister relationship. And it's like, how? You just met him.
You just met him.
It should be no relationship at this point. And then she's like, maybe you should date him to Leslie. And Leslie's like, and please, I do think it's important to note that Leslie also drives a convertible, which is classic Leslie. We've got Twizzlers and we've got her driving a convertible. I'm just sad I didn't get to read for this part.
Now, Mel is at work, which I think is a gallery of some sort, and a striking man, whose first name is my middle name, comes in And she follows him to the piece that he's admiring. And mm-hmm. this is what happens.
Do you see anything you like?
Absolutely. It's a nice piece.
Yeah. Antonio Gutierrez. He's young, totally bizarre. A genius. It's called Chrysalis. You can see the rough alternating layers to the paint. Coherence, but the texture's a bit of a riot. The artist says he believes in error because beauty is not found
in... not perfection, but the artistry of imperfection.
You know his work.
Yes.
The artist graduated from his MFA program a month ago. Mm-hmm. You just let me babble on like I was introducing him to you. Like you just wandered in off the street.
I did just wander in off the street, but yes, I know his work. I was just enjoying watching you do yours.
Okay, sexy gallery convo.
I mean, in this town, they're ripped at the gym. They're ripped at the damn art gallery.
I know. So his name is Adam. Glad to know we've got Jag here with us, Jared Adam Goldstein. And they are laying it on thick. And also, she doesn't work at the gallery. She owns the gallery. Thank
Girl gallery
you.
Owner.
Wow.
Girl gallery
It's like
owner.
They've combined every Sex and the City character into one person to be Mel in this movie.
Exactly. Exactly. And back at the gym, Trey is doing the preliminary training stuff, whatever that is. And he has to take a progress report picture, but she's hesitant, but then does it.
Yeah. Now it's like, here's the thing, that's, it's not a red flag, but like, since we're watching a Lifetime movie, you're like, well, yes, he shouldn't be taking a picture of her.
But here's the thing though. She asks him if he's going to post it.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh no. I'm just going to, this picture won't leave my drawer. And I was like, wait, okay. Printing out a picture and putting it in a bin in your desk is way creepier than just posting it online.
Yeah.
It's like, you can't even get printer ink anymore.
No, I mean, even like downloading it on your computer and having it is weird. Like it's actually the least weird if it just stays in your phone and you never look at it again.
He's using women's blood to print these pictures. Oh, that's what I think.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So we find out that her fitness goal is to do a pull-up. There's literally not a chance on earth I could ever do one. Like, remember, I don't know if they had it in New York, but we had like the presidential fitness challenge and it would be like a pull up and that would disqualify like every girl but two in my class. It's like, that's just not how our bodies are built. And then there was one called the sit and reach and like that would disqualify all the boys because like they can't do it. So it was like, it would be like two people that were gymnasts that could do a pull up and do the sit and reach.
That
so she wants
so
to do
funny.
A pull-up, and then you once she gets her chin above the bar, then push all the way down to push herself all the way up over the bar. That's called a muscle up. And Trey says only 1% of people can do it. What? Excuse me. And he recommends that it's going to take 6 weeks for her to get there. And she says she's 100% committed. Oh my God, this is very G.I. Jane.
And she is on a pull-up machine and then tries to do the pull-up but can't. I can do a pull-up, sorry.
But that's the difference. Like men's bodies have massive upper body strength. Yeah. I can create a human inside of me. Just a difference.
That's the difference. But here's the thing. I don't have massive upper body strength because I make it a point to arm wrestle all of my girlfriends.
Uh-huh.
And I'll say this, I have always won. I never lose, but it takes way too long.
Okay, maybe women can do pull-ups and I just can't. And now I'm trying to make it a gender thing. Because I definitely see like women at CrossFit. Not that I go to CrossFit. I'm saying like, you know, these bitches post all
You're
of
in
it.
Your car watching people.
Yeah, I just watch people do CrossFit, parkour. And that's my workout. It's not unlike the experience of watching this movie, which I watched laying in bed eating. And 80% of the film is in a gym. It's weird that I'm taking notes, pausing to eat while I'm just watching hot people work out.
Okay, so Trey says that he's going to get on some high in the air thing. And she's like, no way. But Trey gets down on one knee. Oh my God, he's proposing.
Yes, yeah, second time she's been tricked.
I got you something. It's a fitness tracker.
Wow.
Can we hit?
Is right.
Mel can't win.
At least get her an Apple Watch. What was that?
Well, I think it probably was a Fitbit or an Apple Watch, but they can't legally say that because of branding. I bet they went out to Apple and Fitbit and were like, listen, we've got a cross promo opportunity here for you. And they were like, no. And they go, fitness tracker it is, bitch.
Fitness tracker. And he says that it's covered by the initiation fee and then asks her for her phone. So he's like, really, like, he's really laying all the tracks and he's like explaining, oh, nothing to see here. No, nothing weird happening here. And she acts like she just gave her a kidney.
Yes.
She's like, this is incredible.
Oh my God. And it's like, he didn't even pay for it out of pocket. He just said it was like, but then I'm like, does he give it to everybody? It doesn't feel like it.
He just got it from the back. You know, they got a big bin. Yeah. And then Mel walks away, but he still has her phone.
Yes.
And his face in a very Lifetime moment says jackpot.
Yeah.
And we see this tricky little man sync his phone with her fitness app.
Which is what you do. I'm like, that is what he, like, I don't think he's doing anything that he didn't tell her he was going to do. But it's just the way he's like, I got your phone here. Like, his facial expressions. And that's why, again, I have to give it up to our acting teacher because I saw Adam working on this and the face sells it. Okay, so Trey gives her phone back and then we see Leslie and she's just going through the roster of the other guys at the gym that maybe they could sleep with.
So I scouted out some of the local talent for you. What do you think about that guy? I think his name is Mark and he's in marketing or something.
Oh, Mark in marketing?
What, like Trey and training? I think you should ask him out. I'm here to work.
Come on.
Stop. Yes, you can look.
Yes. And so then Trey and Mel high five because he's like, that's right. You're not going to have sex with any of them. Okay. So
although if Trey was offering me a high five, I would never look at another man again.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. So now we're at Trey's home, which did look pretty nice. And I was thrilled to be in there. This reminded me of the time when I was part of a bachelorette party that got a Zoom stripper. And we were in and we got to be in the stripper's house. Like, it was just so exciting. Like, I'm like, wow. We're in Trey's house. Yeah.
Wait, what did the stripper's house look like?
Like Trey's.
Oh my God.
It looked just like it.
Incredible.
Okay. So we're supposed to get the impression that Trey is psycho based on these things. He's eating plain raw spinach and he's putting protein powder on it. And the music's like, like he's like, like a psychopath.
Yes.
And
but I will say this. I could watch Trey eat iceberg lettuce for the rest of my life. I will Instacart Trey some arugula and a ring light right now.
Yes.
Name your price, Trey. You have a subscriber here.
Also, this is how trainers eat. They eat weird stuff. Like, he's not a crazy person because he's having raw spinach.
Speaking of, like, hotties being bartenders in LA.
Yeah.
I used to work at a restaurant with a hottie bartender who would eat, like, the ingredients for coleslaw, but without mayo.
Okay.
Right out of the bag.
I see it. Yeah. There was a time when—
And he looked great. He was so hot.
There was a time when I would put salsa on top of salad, like instead of dressing.
Yeah. Or salsa and yellow mustard. Those are like the
I've done yellow mustard.
A rice cake. Oh my God.
I've also done cold baked beans on a salad.
Perfect. I've done that too. Wait, baked beans like with sugar in them?
Listen, it wasn't even healthy. I just was
Okay, you're just telling us you're from Indiana. Like, this isn't like diet culture anymore.
Yeah, sometimes I'll just dip corn in my toilet and go, I think it's ready. Okay, so then Trey gets an alert. And it says, Melissa, bedtime. And her heartbeat is at 75. And he like kind of like smiles like it's his little baby and he put him to bed.
Yes. And now back in the gym, Melissa is going to town on a punching bag.
Woo!
Good job, killer.
Thank you.
And again, I'm just spiraling going, am I gay? What the hell is happening in my pants watching this woman punch a punching bag? Trey gives her a drink and it has matcha in it. And wouldn't you know, she is obsessed. And she says,
I used to drink these obsessively when I was training in college.
Really?
Yeah. I thought I was the only person who knew about matcha and protein.
Yeah. And I love that a white lady is like, I invented matcha in 2013.
Yeah. Yes. And like at first when she like sips it, she's like, like I was like, he's roofying her at the gym.
I know. That's what I was thinking.
And then she's like, oh, I love it. And I'm like, honestly, I kind of want you two to be together. Like, I know we're going to turn on this at some point, but so far, this feels like a rom-com.
Yeah. They're a match made in heaven.
Yes. And so Trey agrees with us because then he tries to get a little intel on what's going on in Mel's life. Listen to this.
So what's the deal with this ex?
No offense, but I do not think you are the right confidant for this sort of thing.
Ow.
No, I think that you've probably never been dumped.
Oh no, I've been dumped. Can we tell you the first story?
Yes, I do, because I do not believe you.
Okay. When I was in high school, I had a crush on this girl. So I went to pick her up at her house, and when I got there, there was a post-it note on her door that just said no.
Oh, you must have been hideous.
Oh, yeah, laugh it up.
Know. Okay, so Carter broke up. Well, the thing about Carter is that I told him that after 5 years, he still didn't know me at all. I mean, he did, but he didn't care. I am deathly afraid of heights, and he wanted us to go climbing in the Alps.
That's bad.
Okay. All right, so they're sharing, and like we get maybe a little nugget that Trey used to not be hot because he's like, oh, yeah, like lots of girls haven't liked me. So then we see Trey show her this giant climbing wall that's in like a separate part of the gym. And this is right after she just said she hates heights. And it's like Carter doesn't listen. Trey doesn't listen. Men don't listen. But I think Trey brought her here on purpose because he keeps saying stuff like, you don't have to do this. Like he is, I don't know if this is gaslighting because I say things are gaslighting, but I have no idea what the actual yeah. definition is.
I'm actually gaslighting you right now.
Oh, okay. Then this is gaslighting. But I do think there is something weird because it's like, she's obviously not comfortable doing it, but he's like, and, oh, you don't have to, but like subconsciously he's saying like, I'll think you're a loser if you don't do it.
Yeah. This is definitely like the makings of a cult leader.
Yes.
So while Melissa is up on the wall, he's encouraging her.
Good. You look great.
I can't do this.
Yes, you can.
No, I can't.
Yes, you can. I don't want to hear that. You got this, Mel. I will not let you fall, all right?
And she starts to get dizzy. Yeah. And then Leslie walks in and flippin' sees that Trey unclips her safety cord.
What the hell are you doing? That's her safety. Bring her down, Trey, right now.
And then she reaches to the top. She gets there and everyone's happy. But meanwhile, this man just unclipped her safety cord and I can't believe it.
And Leslie has this reaction.
He could have killed you.
He knew I could do it. I was safe the whole time.
Okay, he guessed you could do it.
Thanks for the vote of confidence.
Well, he gambled with your life. I'm sorry. How do you not see how irresponsible that was?
You were the one who wanted me to take more risks.
Yeah, smart risks, not ridiculous, silly, life-threatening risks.
Yeah, like when I saw him do that, I'm like, I don't understand how he doesn't get fired for that. Like,
that's insane.
That's a true liability. And also, what does it just have her safety clip on?
In that moment, I think he was trying to get her hurt so that he could nurse her back to health.
Well, that's not good.
That's not good.
Yes. I did love her yelling, Trey believes in me. Why can't you?
Also, I love that a man did something wrong and then two women apologize.
Yes, to each other. So Mel is back at her gallery and hot art man Adam comes in and they flirt again.
So I've been thinking a lot about the last time I was here.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, some things are just too beautiful to forget.
So he is going to buy the piece and he prefers to pick it up because he can't stop thinking about the gallery owner, which we know is Mel. So she invites him to the closing exhibition dinner and then they decide to schedule a date too.
So Mel's at home making coffee and Leslie calls for a ride because she's got a flat. Oh no. She drops her at work and then Melissa heads to the gym and Trey rolls his eyes.
Yeah.
He says, Leslie might be trying to derail your progress. And then he gives her a key to the gym. He's like, you work here now.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't get that. Like, what was that even?
No, and he did this with the quote unquote fitness tracker. He's like, yeah, a lot of clients have them. It's like, well, then stop making it special because you're giving them like gifts and then being like, yeah, no, that loser has it too. And,
yeah.
And it's like, which one is it, Trey? Okay.
I think this is, again, the gaslighting
yes.
and the culting, because no, I don't think he's given everyone a tracker. I don't think he's no. giving everyone the key. I think he's just laying, he's planting the seeds.
No, and I think he probably knows, oh, there's people that will think what I'm doing is weird, so I'll pretend I do it for a lot of people, which is also weird.
Also, so, here's the weirdest thing. If you look like Trey and you're working this hard to get a woman, babe, what are you doing?
Yes, and especially the fact that we know at this point that he used to be like a dork. It's like guys that used to be dorks that are then hot are sometimes really mean. Because they're
oh
like,
my God, the meanest.
Bend to me now. And you're like, okay, I wasn't the one bullying you in high school. I would have been nice to you.
Oh my God, that is so true.
Okay, so Adam and Melissa are on their romantic date and it is like, there's a saxophone playing. There is like champagne pouring. Like it's a,
there
it's
was a saxophone playing.
It's like an early aughts Sybaris commercial.
Yeah.
So he is also.
The green M&M is about to come out.
Yes, yes. Adam is also fresh from a relationship and says his ex didn't really know him, and which is like exactly how Mel felt about Carter. And then he is able to guess her favorite color.
Purple, right? Yeah, you've worn a little piece of it with every outfit I've seen you in so far.
And Melissa's like, this is what love is.
Yeah, to know the color.
Yes.
So when Adam walks her to the door, they kiss.
Yes.
And we see a shadowy Trey watching from his damn car, that little creep.
This is Naomi's favorite trope when people are watching from cars. Okay, so we are back at the gym. Melissa's working on her pull-ups and Trey's like, late night last night? And she's like, yeah, actually, I had a date. And it's like, he obviously knew that he was watching her. And he asks if it's serious. Okay, weird question. And she says she's seeing him again. And he says that's moving too fast. And it's like,
crazy
no,
thing to say. Absolutely crazy.
Crazy thing to say. Also crazy, given the context, they're going on two dates in a week. That's not fast.
No, that's totally normal.
But Trey is pissed.
Pissed. And Melissa is back at work and Adam pops up and jokes that he's stalking her. That was one of my favorite lines.
Yeah.
One of my favorite lines. Again, I was like, I love this movie. And he offers.
I can cook for you. Something healthy. You gotta eat.
I'm like, I see you. This man is a nutritionist. He's in cahoots with the trainer. Do not trust him.
Let this woman have carbs.
Okay. Yeah.
So Adam is cooking and we learn that his mom passed away when he was a kid. And so that's how he knows his way around a kitchen. Classic Lifetime. And he says his dead mom gave him her style. What does that mean?
Yeah,
and
spooky.
So then they kiss and then he picks her up and puts her on the countertop. I love that. I love it. A woman gets put on a countertop.
Also, when they start making out at this point, I'm hoping that Trey will kill Adam, which will just be the hottest possible outcome of this movie.
Wow. I'm hoping for them to all be a polygamous couple together. Mm. As this is happening, Trey is getting alerts at his house that Melissa's heart rate is increasing. I love this. And Trey has no shirt on and he is pissed.
Pissed.
Like she could be doing anything. You
also,
know,
like, what if she just took the thing off?
She could be watching a movie. She could be going up the stairs. But Trey knows she's having sex.
He knows what she's up to. So the next morning, Melissa's alarm goes off. And she says that Trey is a stickler. So she's gonna go. And then Adam says that he'll come meet her at the gym to protect her.
Okay,
he calls
she needs
her
it.
Perfect. Yeah. And they kiss and it's very cute and kind of calls back to Adam saying that she believes in the beauty of imperfection.
Mm-hmm.
And Megan, I too believe in the beauty of imperfection.
Wow.
Yeah. So if you ever want to go art shopping or something.
Is that what you think? I'm so pretty?
Yeah.
Okay. So Melissa leaves her house and Trey is at her front door. It's like, dog, what's going on?
And there he is. And also I want to say that he's out there in that little t-shirt.
Yeah.
He is the first man to ever look threatening in a deep V.
Yeah, because it looks good on him. And this is at least the first hint that Melissa's like, you're weird. And then Adam brings out her phone that she forgot, and this incredible interdiction happens.
Hey, Melissa, you forgot your phone.
Thanks. Adam, this is Trey. Trey, this is Adam.
Oh, yeah. Heard so much about you. Nice to meet you.
About to be mutual, I'm sure.
Well, I should get going. Door's locked. Enjoy your workout.
Thanks.
It's nice to meet you, man.
Yeah, you too. Take care of her for me.
Wow. And I love that Trey's like, I know nothing about you.
When Adam's like, she told me so much about you, I was like, wait, what were you guys talking about on this date?
I think Adam is just like personable. I think he's just like, I'll charm this trainer. Yeah. I don't think he assumes that this trainer wants to have sex with and murder his girlfriend and wear her skin. So he's just like, yeah, I heard a lot about you too. And Trey's like, I've never heard a word about you. So now they're at the gym. Melissa is running on the treadmill and she is just like going on and on about Adam.
No, it's not just that he's incredibly good looking or that he's well educated. He's just, he's like nobody I've ever met before.
Which it's like, Melissa, at this point, can't you tell Trey's a little kooky? Mm. So Trey just keeps increasing her pace, just like adding speed to it.
Pick up the pace. Okay. Come on, come on.
Okay.
And he says he's going to go get her a water. And then he goes to his office and he just starts throwing stuff everywhere in his office. Okay. Then we see him take an unknown pill, classic Lifetime.
They love it.
He just stares. And I'm like, is this supposed to represent roid rage?
Oh, okay. But isn't steroids like an injection, not a pill?
I don't know.
And neither do I. So when he comes back with the water, now Melissa is like sprinting and then she collapses. So Trey wakes her up and they're in a separate room that he has carried her to. Hot.
Creepy.
Honestly.
No.
No, it's hot, babe. If Trey is showing up at my house in the morning, I don't care why he's there. I'm gonna make him a cup of coffee, okay?
I know. I've turned on Trey at this point because we have Adam who understands boundaries at least. But I'm like, you took her to a separate room?
Did you carry me here?
Of course I did. You scared me passing out like that.
Sorry.
No, you have nothing to be sorry about.
Jared's buying all of this. He's like, uh-huh, uh-huh. He will never let anything happen to her. And then he rubbed her shoulder like really aggressively, which you can't do anymore. Whenever no. guys are like, God, I can't even shake a woman's hand anymore. It's like, you can't grab their tit. And you can't sexually rub their shoulder in a private room you've taken them to. And Melissa's finally looking around like, I think my trainer's cuckoo.
So next, we're at Leslie's house. Thank God. This whole time, I'm like, what's going on with Leslie? Where's she at? Where's the Twizzlers? Where's the convertible? And she has a freaking pool. So we're at the pool.
Thrilled for them.
And can I say, I would look so good in either of those bathing suits.
They both had really great suits and they both looked awesome in them. So
the fashion
I was like,
in this movie is so good.
Yeah, I was like, great styling for both of them.
Great styling. So Melissa reveals that Adam hasn't called and Leslie's like, you're clueless when guys love you and mentions
the hearts guy.
What?
The construction paper hearts guy.
Which is a callback to the notes that we saw earlier in the movie in one of Mel's scrapbooks. But Melissa says that she needs to leave because she has training in the morning, which is, it's like, it's in the afternoon. What are you talking about?
Yeah. And then they get into a little fight about it.
Yeah.
You can stand to miss one day.
What? Just stop it. I have to train.
Oh my God. You're obsessed with training.
Well, maybe you're obsessed with derailing me.
What? I'm the one who brought you to the gym in the first place, remember?
Yeah, I do remember. And now I'm getting back in shape and I'm dating again and you're over it.
Are you serious? I can't believe you would say something like that.
Because you don't seem to understand that I have to train.
Because your fitness goals are not the gravitational anchor around which my world spins.
You know, Trey said you would do this.
Oh, what? Trey? You mean Trey who showed up at your house like a crazy person, Trey? Sure, yeah, no, listen to him. Not your best friend. Totally cool.
Okay, my favorite line in this whole film comes from Leslie when she says, because your fitness goals aren't the gravitational anchor around which my world spins.
Wow. Educated and hot. Okay, so we've seen the construction paper heart, and now we've got a reference to it. I'm thinking Trey is construction paper heart guy.
That's what I'm thinking as well. Yeah. Except, actually, the truth is, all of that went over my head. And I didn't catch it.
But I'm glad that someone in Melissa's life, if it wasn't her, is finally being like, Trey is crazy. So Melissa goes to Trey's office and she asks him to put her phone in his cubby. So now we know how like he's getting her phone alone.
Yeah.
And then she leaves the office. And then Adam texts her phone, sorry for the silence, work crisis, you're a goddess, meet tonight, ? Which the book He's Just Not That Into You would tell you is a red flag. Like, there is no amount of work crisis. You work on your computer, you can text from your computer. So at this point, I'm like, Adam, what are you doing?
Also, how do you feel about goddess?
You can't be silent to someone and then call them a goddess. I think he's doing weird games too. And then Trey texts back from Melissa's phone, another classic Lifetime trope. Busy, meet me at the gym tomorrow at 5:30 a.m. Yes, he's luring him to the gym. Okay, so Melissa is struggling to do a pull-up, and then Trey demonstrates how it's done and kind of taunts her to, like, look how easy this is. And Melissa tells him about her fight with Leslie, and he just fully throws Leslie under the bus.
In my experience, friends want their friends to succeed. They just don't want them to surpass them. My advice is you take a 24-hour detox from Leslie.
Honestly, probably not bad advice, but that's a different story.
I mean, the word detox is funny to be like, everything is a detox to a trainer.
She's going to have a breakout. Her skin's going to break out when she stops seeing Leslie, but that means it's working.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So Leslie texts for an apology, but Melissa, on that 24-hour detox, ignores it. And then the next day, Adam shows up at the gym at 5:30, just like Melissa told him. Melissa, in quotes, Melissa, right. Not really Melissa. But of course, she's not there and her phone isn't working. Now, okay, I'm going to say it. Another extremely red flag from Adam. He shows up at the gym at 5 a.m., no questions asked. This man is a serial killer.
Well, and here's something that we haven't really dove into about Adam yet. He's also in impeccable shape, like looks like a trainer.
Yes.
So it's like he's not skipping workouts either. You know, like the fact that this movie is just like, listen, there's some people that are just easy breezy, this jacked. It's like that. No, that's not the case. Adam probably sleeps at a gym too. No. I'm shocked they haven't worked out at this point. Okay. So he's like, Melissa, where you at? And so he goes to leave. But then Trey starts doing an extremely weird monologue about why he loves the gym so much. And then Adam agrees to do a superset. What's a superset?
Literally, that was the first time I ever heard it.
Okay, great.
It was also my first time ever hearing about this age-old battle of math versus art.
You know what I love about this place? It's science. It's numbers. It's math. Here, you dedicate yourself, put your mind to it, you can achieve whatever you want. Doesn't matter what you're born with. Here, perfection is a mathematical certainty.
And the only way to find out who's the winner?
You want
to
do a superset?
A weightlifting challenge.
Yeah, I love that working out is the math in this metaphor. So while Adam is doing his superset, which I think is just like a lot of something, Trey picks up Adam's phone and blocks Melissa's number. And then he turns up the music and Adam is like doing his weights. I'm pantomiming it. His bench press. And he's like, take it off. You know, like, Trey's supposed to be spotting him. And at this point, I'm like, he's going to kill him. He's going to like smash it down on him.
Yes, that's what I thought too.
Throat. But he doesn't, because Adam, who is super jacked, is able to get the bar back up. And he's like, what the hell, man? And Trey's like, oh, I'm sorry, I couldn't hear the music. And then Adam's like,
idiot.
I was shocked that he got out of there alive, because now it's like, he's just going to tell Melissa, but the phones have been blocked.
Can't do it. So Mel is now at the gym. Now it's Mel's turn. And Trey is teaching her self-defense, which feels like foreshadowing.
For sure.
But he's also like caressing her and she's not into it. They end up nose to nose and then she pushes him off.
Got it. Yeah, I got it.
What's going on? Is it Leslie again?
No, because you're touching her in a weird way.
Yeah.
So we see Melissa trying to call Adam, but it's blocked. And then she gets a call at 3:22 a.m. while she's in bed asleep from an unknown number. She hangs up and then they call back again and just stay on the line. And then they hang up. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
So it's escalating.
It's escalating. Melissa, she goes to the gym to fire Trey. And he suggests, he's like, no, like, don't quit. Let's just do one last weigh-in. So she gets on the scale, he weighs her, and she's gained a pound.
Do you know what happens to the body when you ease off, even for a minute?
It's a pound.
It's a shortcoming.
I'm gonna go.
No, wait. Hey. I'm sorry, okay? I believe in you. You are so close to perfect. I just want to help you get there. That's it.
I need a break. Let me out, Trey.
No. I can't let you do that. Okay? Interrupting your progress at this point can be very dangerous.
Get out of my way.
Okay, good. Good for her. I'm proud of her. She knows he's insane and she is creating boundaries and separation. Because the thing is, I don't even think trainers care that much about the scale. Like, I know they weigh you in, but someone like Mel, it's like a pound could be muscle mass. Like, she's not in there for weight loss. She's in there to be able to do a pull-up and then push her whole body. So, like, she may have to gain weight to do that.
Yeah, and she's, like, finally, like, seeing him for the dangerous cuckoo man that he is. And she's like, no, this isn't happening.
But then Mel is walking alone that night, which I saw her and I was like, this is what I look like going to do a damn comedy show. And she sees a crowd forming and taking a bunch of photos. I thought it was going to be the paparazzi. I was like, who is it? And then it's not that. She realizes her gallery has been broken into and completely trashed. So she calls Leslie, who she has been detoxing from, and things are just spiraling out of control for her right now.
And then to make it even worse, the next morning, Carter shows up.
At her house. Yuck.
Ugh, to get his last box of stuff. Sure, we've heard that before. Mm-hmm. And he says that she looks incredible. And she tells him about the gallery, and he barely cares. And then this.
Your new boyfriend? I know you didn't text me.
What are you talking about?
Your psychotic new boyfriend. You know, actually, I shouldn't even be talking to you.
Who are you talking about? Adam?
I don't know his name. He said some pretty vile stuff.
Like what?
Well, aside from jamming body parts into other body parts to basically stay away from you.
What?
Oh, look, Mel, I'm happy to see you. And honestly, you look incredible. But tell your demented new boy toy if he texts me again, I'm calling the police.
Okay, so somebody has been harassing Carter, too.
Yes. And at this point, to me, it seemed very clear that it is Trey. But I am also a viewer of a movie.
Yes.
It didn't seem very clear to Mel.
So Leslie shows back up and she's like, Carter, God. And I'm like, thank you. That's the energy we needed. And Melissa fills her in on Carter getting the phone messages. And then Leslie says she's a tech genius and she can figure it out.
That's like magic. More like advanced computer science. So yeah, magic.
Love a friend with a skill set. Because it's like I was getting interior decorator from her, teacher, nurse. But no, she's a tech whiz. Okay, so Leslie gets to work. She's able to figure it out. She gets in to see the message that was sent to Carter. And it is just Melissa's name over and over again. Extremely long, very creepy, very ominous. This was sent to Carter's phone from Melissa's number. What?
Ooh.
So when Leslie knows Melissa's number, like right off the top of her head, I was like, I'm shocked by this. Who knows their friend's phone? Do you know any of your friends' phone numbers? If you just
I don't even
right
know
now?
My husband's phone number, but I was like, maybe Leslie's a gal that's gotten in trouble before and she has to have one phone number memorized in case she's in jail.
Perhaps, perhaps. Because I'm like you. I'm like, everyone knows their mom's phone number.
Yeah, I know my mom's.
And their dad's, if they're quiet and think about it for a second.
I don't know my dad's. But I know my mom's, but it's because my mom's cell phone has been the same since she got a car phone in her Town and Country minivan in like 1996.
Oh my God, how aspirational of 1996.
Oh, we were living large. So Leslie asks her to think about who has access to her phone. And they're like, Adam. And it's like, no. And then they go to call Adam and Leslie's like, oh, he blocked you. And Leslie finally suggests that this could actually be Trey doing this.
So while you get ready for that, I will see what I can find out at the gym. And then we will meet back up at the gallery party tonight. Okay.
And then Leslie gives instructions to Mel, writes it down to be able to figure out who is sending these texts, gives her like a code cheat sheet.
Yeah. Okay. So this part is incredible. This is cinema. So Trey stands in front of his mirror holding a big white shirt, and there are these voices. Mocking him, making fun of him.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he used to be bigger and get bullied.
And maybe make construction paper hearts too.
Totally.
So Leslie goes to the gym to snoop, but Trey spots her. And Leslie has been, you know, his enemy, like, since day two.
Yeah.
So he sends the only other person that's at the gym, the guy who's, like, cleaning up, he sends him home, and then he turns off the lights and locks the door. So Leslie goes into Trey's office and she's like, this doesn't matter. This doesn't matter. And then she finds a book of his before and after client photos. And she sees a photo of him from before when he was bigger. And she says, Trey is lunch.
Is lunch Trey?
Right as an arm comes from behind her to start strangling her. So he didn't even change his name?
Yeah. So Melissa's at the gallery and she can't get a hold of Leslie. What could be wrong? So she starts to try and trace the phone with Leslie's instructions and discovers the IP address is the gym and her fitness tracker app. So she takes off, she rips the tracker off. Get it off.
Like it's on fire.
That's the first thing. And we see Trey pacing and then he opens his supplement cabinet as he gets an alert that is Melissa's tracker has been disconnected. She's on to me. But there's still an alert that says, meet Adam 10 p.m.
Okay, so Adam comes into the dark gallery, but he can't find Melissa. And then we see a shadowy figure move behind him. And Trey knocks Adam in the head and knocks him out.
And Melissa is now in the gym looking for Leslie, who she hears locked in a locker. He put her in a damn locker.
I mean, now who's bullying who?
I know, right? So she pries it open.
Come on, open, open.
Which, suspended belief, how does she open a locker with a
Because
hanger?
She's really strong now.
She's so strong now.
That pound.
Yes. Well, she finds Leslie. She calls 911.
I need an ambulance. Right in the police.
Confirm your location.
Yes, I'm at the...
And before she gives them the info, she hears... a creepy little whistle. So he comes into the office and he can see that the phone is off the hook, but he hears...
Trace this call to your location. Police and ambulance are on their way.
I'm like at an 11 emotionally from this movie. Oh, incredible.
Melissa then is in like the bigger part of the gym area and she sees Adam, her babe Adam is tied up to the boxing rink.
With jump ropes.
Yes. Can't. Of course. And then Trey pops up. Tells her to sit, and then he reveals it all.
I'm never going to let anyone hurt you. Ever again. It's me. Your secret admirer. We were in love. In college, remember? But we couldn't be a couple because you were you. And I... Well, things weren't perfect. But now they are.
Crazy. Stop.
You always have been a shy one.
Oh, wow. Boy. Okay, so the truth is he's been obsessed with her for years. And he is Lunch Tray. And the thing is, we saw his before and it looks like him. Like, I don't know how Leslie and Melissa did. His name is the same. He looks like him. Yeah, there's some pounds on him. But even when he was quote unquote bigger, like, he was still hot to me. And then Mel knocks him down and starts climbing up the pull up apparatus.
I screamed when she successfully does it to save her life. Mm-hmm. I stood up and I screamed. When I work out, I don't know if maybe if you do this. When I work out and I'm like, it's getting hard, I'm losing steam. I imagine like I'm not doing a workout. I'm like, what if I'm hanging off the edge of a cliff?
Wow.
And my life is counting on this. And it really helps. It like helps me. Do you ever do that?
I end up imagining like I'm walking down the street and like a group of male comedians who like haven't been nice to me are like, wow, she looks good.
Oh my God. Yes. But I will also do that. Not with male comedians. I'll do it with like Instagram models.
Oh, okay.
Like I will be working out. Yeah. I'll look at their profiles while I'm working out to like gas me up to be like, oh, no, Instagram model. No. This is for me too. Okay.
Wow.
This is for me too.
So she's able to finally do the pull up and it's like, yes, bitch. I didn't know why she was climbing up that thing. I was like, what's she going to do up there? Fall on him? But I realized, oh, she's going up there to hide. Like yes. Trey can't lift his eyes to look at her. So she gets to the top. We get more Trey whistling, very ominous. And this whistling has only kicked in like since he's fully lost it. He's trying to find her. And then she jumps down on top of him and starts strangling him. And he goes limp. Suspiciously fast, I did think.
Again, as a little suspended belief moment. Although adrenaline, you know, they say like an old lady can lift a car.
Yeah, so maybe she like crushed his windpipe.
Yes.
Yeah, cool.
I would say that. So she unties Adam. She tells him it's over. And also, just got to say, I love the woman saving the man.
That's yes.
Cool. Love it.
The big strong man, too.
Let's just clear this narrative. Let's do it. Mm-hmm. And then Trey is back up.
He's like,
no, we're going to straighten out this narrative. Okay,
yeah.
I'm back up. So he throws Mel. He punches Adam.
Get the hell off me.
I think you can choose him. You're mine, Melissa.
And then she bashes him with a weight, which again, I mean, how could she even lift that with her
She's hand? Able to like reach for, oh, like we see her fingers like
out of the corner.
I can't get the weight. I can't get the weight. Grab it and then bash him over the
head. Bashes him over the head. And then we hear sirens in the distance.
I love when someone can go from day to night and then from night to saving people. So there's some passage of time. Lifetime does not let us know how much. And we see Leslie and Mel. They're at the gallery, which has been fully cleaned up and restored to its original glory. We find out Trey only got 5 years, which kind of ties back to the movie we did last time. It's like these stalkers need harsher penalties.
We need and Diane then, on this case.
Yes. And then Adam comes in with flowers and he's like, oh, I also picked up your mail. Uh-oh. And in the mail, there contains construction paper hearts.
What is this? Don't freak out. It's an everyday thing. You're not concerned? Not in the least.
And she's like, don't worry, I'm not concerned at all. But it's like, I'm watching that and I'm like, I am concerned.
Yeah.
And then the last shot of the movie, we see Trey behind bars, looking good.
Yeah.
And he is making all of his little construction paper arts and his cell is covered in them. And he is happy as a little clam. Credits.
Look, everyone wins.
Oh my God. Well, yeah, I bet he doesn't hate jail because he's able to work out a lot.
Yeah. He's
got his little arts and crafts.
He's working out. She's got Adam. Leslie has a convertible. Everyone wins.
What a film.
I have no notes. This is a perfect movie. Mwah.
So this movie is all about being in the mind of a trainer gone wrong. So we thought it would be so fun to bring in a trainer that has gone all the way right and has helped me get into wedding shape. Okay, that's like bigger than trying to do a pull-up. Please welcome the one and only from SoulCycle, Diego Gasca.
Thank you. Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Please welcome to the show, Diego Gasca. Ah! Oh my gosh, Diego, I love that you are in workout appropriate attire.
I have to fit the part.
Are you coming or going from working out?
This is my loungewear. Like, I literally don't ever wear sleeves, so not to fit the stereotype, but...
Okay, so Diego, give me your history with Lifetime. Was this the first Lifetime film you've ever watched?
Yes, I think. Didn't like Will Ferrell and like Kristen Wiig make a Lifetime movie? And like Lindsay Lohan also made the, what's her face? The biopic.
Yes, she did. Yeah, there's been a lot of really amazing biopics and we always want to do them, but they're afraid that we'll be too mean. That we'll say something. Well, because those are about real people. You know, Blood, Sweat, and Lies is obviously about real people, but fictional people that we've made up.
Yeah.
So this was a film that was satirizing in a thriller-esque way the life of demented trainers. Ugh. Do you know trainers that take it too far?
Like, yes and no. I know people who are like off their mind and everything, but that was just like a new extreme for me, which was like a little sexual in some cases where I was like, am I into this? Like,
yes.
This is bad, right?
Trey, he's bad. He's a bad boy. Jared felt the same way. And I also used to take an acting class with the man who played Trey and had like the biggest crush on him. And he was like, there was a guy in the class who I had like a big crush on that I felt was in my league. Adam, who played Trey, not in my league.
Oh my God.
So never got blacked out and DM'd him. Yeah, I'm like, so sometimes you'll see people and you're like, he's not a trainer. You felt like Trey felt like a trainer.
He hit all the boxes. He checked everything off. And I definitely was just like, don't show up in my house. Like, slip my address. Yeah.
And it was in LA. Like, have you ever been a trainer anywhere else outside of Los Angeles?
No, I mean, I went to school in New York and then I've been here ever since pretty much. But
yeah.
Yeah. And I'll just all of the like little tiny things of putting matcha in the water.
Yes.
This is too LA and I love it.
Do you think like when you, cause I know you guys get together to do SoulCycle training and stuff. Mm-hmm. Do you think LA lives up to its stereotype that like health and wellness is king and queen?
Yeah. I mean, it definitely, I get to see a good like spectrum in my rooms as far as like the crazy shit that goes down. And so I definitely do think that some of it does live up to the hype. Lifetime definitely did do their homework.
What was your favorite part of this film?
Okay, so I actually did take notes because I wanted to like bring stuff to the table.
Amazing!
One of the things that literally she was like, I'm scared of heights. He's like, come with me. And just shoves her on the like rock climbing wall. I'm like, this is some morbid shit. Like, leave the woman alone.
Yeah.
That, what was his name? Carter, the fiance?
Yes.
The fact that like first scene and he's like, I'm bored with you. I was like, what are you bringing to the table, sir? Like, this is a two-way street.
Carter was a walking khaki. He was so boring.
Also proposing like, with The Rock. I was like,
I know. I mean, that's the thing. The first half of the movie, I was saying, like, it was a rom-com. Mm-hmm. Like, I wanted her and Trey to get together because I'm like, they do have shared interests.
Yeah, I was cute. Even as it, like, slipped downhill, though, I was still kind of like, they could make this work. Like, in an alternate universe, something can...
Now, Jared is a gay man as well. And he was saying there were allusions. There were some allusions to maybe gay porn.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, I was saying that whenever they would zoom in on the weight machines, I'm like, okay, this is kind of our thing. This is straight people appropriating gay porn.
Yes.
And
no, I could attest to that or agree to that.
Do you think Melissa wound up with the right guy? If you were choosing, would you have gone with Artie Adam or Trainer Trey?
See, I'm sick and I definitely would have succumbed to the Trey complex. But Adam definitely was the one for her. So I guess Lifetime did it right, but...
There, yeah, maybe we would like cheat with Trey.
Yeah, this like speaks more of my neuroses than like actual like what should happen.
You come from a dance world,
yes,
and like a performing world. How does someone go? And Trey obviously came from being bullied. Mm. What are the different paths that someone takes to becoming a trainer?
Well, for me, I come from the dance background, so fitness was just kind of like always in the cards. For me, though, I like what I do now because I don't even have to think about it. Like, it's not cardio to me. It's literally just dancing and shaking my ass on the bike.
Yeah.
But also, I feel like, because I also was like an overweight kid. And so for me, I use that to my benefit as far as like making sarcasm and like humor out of it. I feel like Trey kind of went the other direction. Mm-hmm. So to each their own, but I'm not going to strangle anyone.
When you're working out, do you ever have voices in your head that are chanting the taunts that bullies used to yell at you?
Not so much. I do have voices in the head, but not the bullies.
Okay. Me too. The voice in my head is usually me. Yeah. Like, you dumb bitch.
Literally.
Like, it's not. Yeah. And I'm like, okay.
On to the next. Uh-huh.
I once had a Trey-style yoga instructor who, it was a class of probably like 20 people. And it was my first time ever doing yoga. And I thought it was going to be like meditating and breathing. I didn't realize it's like a very difficult physical workout. Mm. And halfway through, I'm like ready to puke. So I stopped to just do child's pose and like catch my breath.
Yeah.
And I'm the only person who's not working out in this moment. And this instructor is like, just so you know, when you quit on your body remembers.
Don't they tell you to do that though if you're feeling not safe?
Yes, but they were not having it. They were not having it.
Was this in LA?
This was in New York. This was in St. Mark's Place, New York.
Wait, I think I know the yoga studio that you're referring to, maybe. So I don't know.
Off camera, we'll talk about
that. That's one of my biggest pet peeves though. Like, I'm all for tough love and like encouraging peeps and like having them push their bar and stuff, but there comes a limit where you're just like being a tyrant and just sit down, like you're good.
Yeah.
So I've been going to your class now as a pregnant woman. Has a person ever come in so pregnant that you're like, I don't know about this?
Dude, we've had literally people come like day of delivery and like labor. And like, they're literally about to pop. And so, and this was also pre-pandemic when like the rooms would like get literally like steamy and shit. And so I had to keep like a mental thing of like check on her literally every like 20, 30 seconds, make sure she's like lucid. Yeah. So it definitely, we've had ranges of all pregnancy, but no, people are still alive and kicking literally till the last day. If that gives you any hope.
Oh my, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it. Yeah. You're like, how do you feel? And you're like 3 centimeters dilated. Like, terrifying.
You're just getting lower and lower on the bike and you're not sure why.
I do like when I'm there now, like pregnant, like up doing it. And obviously there's stuff you can't do. And like someone sits down and you're like, I'm pedaling for two. Okay. So
it's like, Megan, that's a lot of sweat down there.
Yeah.
I hope that's sweat.
The cone head's amount of water pours out of me. Diego, thank you so much for being here. I'm holding up a fake candle and I want you to blow it out for me. Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was so fun.
I know. Isn't he the best?
Ah, the greatest.
Are you going to cycle?
I am now. I'm signing up for Diego's class.
Yes. This is how they get you, just like Trey.
This is how they get us, because I'm trying to get in shape for next week's episode. It's going to be great. We're watching a little movie called Friends Who Kill.
Wow.
Uh-oh. In this movie, a high school senior named Lacey is trying to cope with her parents' new divorce when she makes a new friend at school, Cassie, whose parents have also gotten divorced. Okay, connecting. Lacey and Cassie quickly become the best of friends, but pretty soon Cassie's friendship turns deadly.
Wow.
I'm going to be watching that on the Lifetime Movie Club.
It's always so fun to go back to high school senior year. Lacey and Cassie, classic names. So excited to watch that movie and so excited for what 2022 has in store for us, Jared. We got to get out there and start living.
We got to do it. Susan said, get out there. It's going to be good. Wait for March, baby.
March. All right. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
I love a Lifetime movie. If you love Lifetime movies as much as we do, tune into Lifetime and LMN to watch all the new and classic movies that we can't get enough of. Check your local listings to find out what's airing on Lifetime and LMN, because it just might be the movie we talk about next.
This podcast would not be possible if it was just Naomi and me, for sure.
Absolutely not.
I Love a Lifetime Movie is produced by Julie Magruder.
Our editor and sound mixer is Jonathan Siri.
Executive produced by Jesse Katz and Ted Butler.
With original music by Blake Maples.
And hosted by me, Megan Gailey. I hope you knew it was hosted by me. Oh, and Jared.
Hey, it's me, Jared.
It feels like we don't even need to say it, but we'll put ourselves in the credits.